Hey everybody, how you doing? I'm gonna do a 2-for-1 review, one on Black Panther 1 and one for Wakanda Forever, which is Black Panther 2.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And I'm going to go back to talk about the first movie because it will kind of explain myself why I did enjoy the first movie. You know, Black Panther was a character that I grew up around with also as being part of the Avengers. I wasn't the biggest Black Panther fan, but I did respect the character. You know, it was a cool-looking character. And I never had the solo combos. I only had Black Panther when he did his appearances in Avengers most of the time. And when they heard they did a live-action movie for it, I was like, oh, okay, that's interesting. And then also the trailers, I was like, oh, shit, this is dope as hell. You know? And I like how it looks. And by the way, if you hear, like, background noise issue with the air, I have a new microphone now, so I might, let me just lower the mic volume. Maybe it might make a little difference. Because I've seen, the time I'm recording this, I see a lot of bumps in the waves. I'm using Audio City, by the way. Audio City, excuse me, for my recording. And it's a free app, by the way. So download it if you'd like to record your sounds, whatever. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about the Black Panther movie, the first one, with the lead actor. I thought the movie was good. I liked it, the action. The story was simple. It was about this mercenary group that want vibranium, the metal from that you can only get in Wakanda. But they also have another character played by Michael B. Jordan, who was like really the main villain of the movie. He was a son of his uncle, who has different ideals than Wakanda, and his dad passed away. He grew up. He wanted revenge. He never understood what really went on, and the original leader versus Michael B. Jordan's character, Killmonger, excuse me, who he later defeated T'Challa to become the new Black Panther, and then later on, T'Challa comes back and defeats Killmonger to get his throne back, pretty much. All in all, I did enjoy this movie. I didn't think it was, like, the greatest comic book movie ever or anything, but I did enjoy it. Now, years later, you find out that the lead actor actually passed away, which is sad, you know. And people start worrying about, oh, who's going to recast this actor's role as Black Panther, you know. And they started rumors that they was doing Wakanda Forever or Black Panther 2, whatever the original title was going to be, which we will not know, that they already had the script written up, that Namor was going to be in it, and Black Panther was supposed to face him. But due to the past, like I said, you know, they had to change the script around. And again, it's a sad issue, you know, what it is. You know, it's one of those moments, that, you know, life, you know, let's leave it, let's fast forward, you know. I don't want to get too political with this part. But anyway, in Wakanda Forever, they do talk about what happened to this actor, but as a character, as playing the Black Panther role, and they did not cast the Black Panther character. So now, what this movie's about later is about the family dealing with the pain and how they're dealing with it. And now how they have to move on from it now. Meanwhile, they got this new threat, which is Namor. And his character is that they got vibranium underneath the sea. So he comes to the Wakanda world and tell Wakanda, hey, you're going to help me out, protect my land, because your problem is my problem. But then, as to fast forward, he ended up going up against Wakanda, you know, Namor, and there was a reason why. Not going to say too much because this is a new movie. I'm not going to spoil it. Come on. I'm not a spoiler type of person unless I have to, but this is one of those movies I'm not going to spoil, for bumping. Anyway, so now you got Wakanda have to fight Namor, and you have a cast of new characters this time, you know. Also, stay tuned for the mid-credits scenes or end credits also. There's more to this movie. To fast forward, what I like about this movie, I like the action. The acting was alright. Angela Bassett's acting was great. I do agree with a lot of reviewers. Angela Bassett was great in this movie. Acting was good. I do like Shuri. I do like Riri. I actually like Riri. A lot of people say they like Riri. To me, I like this character, my opinion. I don't care what anybody says. I like Ironheart. I thought Ironheart was pretty good in this movie. Well, I think it's Riri. I hope I got the name right. That she built the Iron Man suit to cater to her own, pretty much. Like Iron Man, Ironheart, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? Shuri was awesome in this movie. I like Nemo. I like how they made Nemo their own. Definitely different from the comic book, by the way, what I know of. But I kind of like Nemo on this. I was surprised they actually kept the wings on his legs, which I did not think that was going to happen. But I'm glad they did. And the aspects of it was pretty good. I did like the, like I said, the action was good. I wasn't disappointed with the action and the fight scenes. Wakanda Forever, it is a mixed bag. A lot of people have many opinions of this movie. It's either they hated it, they liked it, or they're like in the middle of it, you know. Me, I give this movie a fair review. You know, it was for me from 1 to 10. I'll give it maybe a 6.5, I would say. I think that's a fair review. I'm not saying it's a terrible movie, but it's not a great movie either. But it's still but it's an enjoyable movie, at least that. So, Wakanda Forever, check it out. And of course, check the first Black Panther movie to catch up. Anyway, over and out. Excuse me.